the 2016 graduating class of the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine celebrated wrapping up years of hard work, but none of those graduates were Native Americans. And last year, there were 279 students enrolled at UNR's med school, but only two identified as being American Indian or Alaskan Native. Dr. Melissa Piasecki is the Executive Associate Dean. She says there are several reasons why more Native Americans aren't graduating.
In terms of the student enrollment, the students in the pipelines tend to be a big determinant of who ends up in the actual application pool.
The number of Native American students in the application pool is very low. For example, Piasecki says the med school had only 10 Natives applying for the graduating class of 2020. To boost the number of Native applicants, educational achievement must start early.
It's really around middle school and high school where students who are interested in medicine start to have opportunities to really excel in some of the math and science courses, to start a path of achievement in high school, which then prepares them to be successful pre-med students.
The National Center for Education Statistics reports that U.S. high school graduation rates for the class of 2015 reached a historic high at about 83%. For American Indians, Alaskan Natives, the rate was about 72%. That's the lowest rate for any ethnic group in the country. Someone who beat the odds is Dr. Jennifer Edwards. She's an Alaskan Native from Sitka, Alaska. She's a primary care doctor at the Reno Sparks Tribal Health Center.
They incorporate culture in terms of artwork and what the building looks like, and I know that sometimes they do certain ceremonies.
The center is located in Reno on the nearly 30-acre Indian colony, which has more than 1,000 members from the region's three tribes, Paiute, Shoshone, and Washoe. Edwards is one of the three full-time permanent physicians at the center. And even though she's the only Native doctor there, that's not unusual for patients.
I think most Native people don't have any experience with Native physicians because there are so few, so they don't have that expectation at all.
Growing up, Edwards did not have any personal experience with a Native doctor. She recalls being a good student because education was valued in her family. Her dad and stepmom were both teachers. She attended college at Stanford University. After graduating, she worked at an Indian health facility in Alaska. It was during this time that she began to mull over a career in medicine. Now, Edwards considers one of her roles is as a mentor to young people in the community. She recognizes the obstacles that some of them face.
I think that there's a big shortage just of Native students finishing high school, even the ones that go to high school, going to college and finishing college. And a lot of it is just if nobody in their family has gone or very few. Financial hurdles, certainly. I think that they just don't see very many of them unless they're around a group or have people mentoring them. They just don't get there.
Spokeswoman of the Reno Sparks Indian Colony, Stacy Montooth, says having more doctors who share the same culture can be critical to patient care. She says Native doctors have built-in cultural insights into problems afflicting their own people. For example, the diabetes epidemic has hit the Native population hard.
Our people have this huge issue with diabetes. I think that people who grew up in our community who know, who have aunties and parents and uncles who've suffered from diabetes, it's almost common knowledge to them. Even before they go off to medical school, they know about the ailments. And they can identify with the overall social ills that plague our people.
Montooth says she's also a patient of the facility. For her, she likes being able to see a Native doctor.
As a Native American woman, I'm just more comfortable with people who look like me.
According to a report from the American Association of Medical Colleges, health disparities exist among different populations in the U.S. Minorities usually have more limited access to health care than their white counterparts. The association advocates for more diversity in the workforce as one way to improve quality of care and patient outcomes. I'm Ann Gray for Reno Public Radio News.